Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
You're not supposed to talk yet. They don't know who you are. Sorry about that, everybody. So we have a really special episode today because we have a guest.
A celebrity guest.
We have a celebrity guest today. We're actually, our mom, Kathy, isn't here today. And she's really sad that she couldn't be here because she was so excited to talk to this special celebrity guest. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce him now. Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
Hey. Say hi. Tell everybody. What have you been up to? Just a little backstory.
Yeah. Who are you?
Where do you live?
So I am not the actual actor Matthew Broderick.
He's being humble.
I'm being a little humble.
Because he's more than that.
Yeah.
I live in Boston. I work in a hospital.
What hospital?
I work at Dana-Farber.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Fancy.
Yeah, I work with new patients there, so it's lifting spirits every day.
Yep. Yeah.
When spirits need to be lifted. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
So are you like the Patch Adams of the hospital, would you say? would you call yourself that?
I mean, if Patch Adams lived in a closet and didn't interact with people in person, then yes.
Yes, okay.
It's a little too soon to be talking about Robin Williams and closets.
That's true.
You're right.
You could have a little forum.
So, that was in poor taste.
Yeah, no. Come on, Matt.
I'm already like 2 points down on this podcast. So. Your mom's already disappointed in me.
That's all right. Well, since she's not here, though, I have been given instructions. She had some questions that she wanted to ask, so I'm going to ask them for her.
Okay.
She wanted to ask Matt?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she wanted to know what was your favorite scene to film in Ferris Bueller's Day Off and why?
It was probably the scene with the dancing and the parade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I got a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
You love Wayne Newton.
I love Wayne Newton. That vest was on point.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be on a float for a long time.
That
doesn't
cool.
happen every day.
No.
So, I believe it was like right after I filmed being the sausage king.
Yes.
In Chicago.
Abe Froman.
Abe Froman scene.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
because they filmed the movie in chronological order,
mm-hmm.
which is not a lot of people know that.
It was actually filmed in one day. It was one take.
It was one take, that movie, mm-hmm. which, yeah, that's why I'm glad you're here, because a lot of people don't know that.
No,
and
no,
so that, those are the kind of things that we can learn.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it was my favorite scene to watch. It shows that you're having fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Big smile on my face.
So yeah,
everybody was having fun on that scene.
Did you get to see Charlie Sheen? Did you have any scenes with him? I don't remember.
No.
No.
You didn't have any scenes?
Jeannie did.
Did you just
Jennifer
meet up with
Grey.
Him to buy drugs?
Yeah.
On set?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I actually am the one who sold him the drugs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
A lot of people don't know that, too.
Yeah.
About your crippling heroin addiction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I sell the drugs. I don't actually do that.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
how
smart.
Would you make a profit?
Dealers.
That's smart.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. So, another question that my mom had was, what actor have you not gotten to work with yet that you would like to work with? And why?
Gosh. Probably Amanda Bynes. I feel like she's doing a lot of really cool...
Like method pieces lately?
Method pieces lately.
Lately?
Well,
she's been a little quiet lately.
She's,
do you think she's like gearing up for the next big thing?
I think so. I think she's just like waiting for her moment.
Right.
That's fair.
I think she brought everybody down to her level so
mm-hmm.
that she can then rise up later and it'll look like even a bigger comeback.
Yeah, it'll be impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bigger than like a Lindsay Lohan. Because she hasn't really done much.
Yeah, Lindsay failed in the comeback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because she did what, like Liz and Dick?
Right.
That Elizabeth Taylor biopic on Lifetime.
Right.
And I think that's about it.
No, it's not. She did The Canyons with porn star James Dean.
Oh, she did do that. Mm-hmm. And what's his name?
But
Where
she
the
did
movie.
Do
yeah.
the Lifetime Elizabeth Taylor thing.
Yeah.
Where she threw wine. I remember she threw
wine. She smashed a lot
of
bottles.
Of wine.
And
yeah.
she
yeah.
said the famous... I'm bored.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm bored. Yeah. And then everybody pours out of the house. Like,
yeah.
What's wrong?
And she brought an interesting take to that character because she gave Elizabeth Taylor like a really husky, deep voice that we didn't know that she had.
And nobody knew about.
Who would have known that she had that husky?
It's true.
Cigarette, cocaine binge voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and
well,
then
we're
the last
off topic.
The
Stop
last,
bashing the table.
I digress. The last question that Mom had for you.
Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick is, can you do any impressions of other celebrities, and would you give us one Matthew McConaughey? All right, all right, all right.
He can't even. I'm okay. Let me.
We're not looking. Nobody's listening.
Nobody's. Yeah. Okay. If he's like, all right, all right, all right. Like, no.
Oh, that was good.
That's pretty good.
That would have
been. All right, all right.
There you go.
Perfect.
That was real good.
Yeah.
I like that.
She's gonna love that.
Yeah.
And I'm usually not good at impressions. Like, people ask me to talk. Like, even if I try an English accent, it ends up as, like, Jamaican.
Right.
I swear every time.
Yeah, that's not a good accent.
They just spiral off into all directions.
I think, though, that there are a lot of British-speaking people in Jamaica. Like, British accent. Like,
I
people...
That's Bermuda.
I don't know. Who colonized it?
Britain.
Okay, then.
Actually, yeah. I think, yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways.
I don't know much about islands.
This is the Jamaica episode.
Yeah, come on.
All about Jamaica.
Nobody knows anything about Jamaica, so we're just going to wing it.
Bobsledding. John Candy.
Yeah. And that's all anybody needs to know. All right. So those are Mom's questions for Matt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for Matt?
I do. Well, because... Believe it or not, you're not actually the actor Matthew Broderick.
No, I lied about all that filming stuff.
You did a pretty good job.
I tried.
It was realistic. But you were interviewed by Time.
Uh-huh.
Is it technically Time Magazine, even though it was on their website? Or is it just Time?
I think it's called Time Blog now.
No.
There's like a Time.
Time Online.
It was really a big deal until that.
Until Time Blog.
It's like Time's Tumblr.
Now. Yeah, exactly.
Their blogger stuff.
Their Twitter. You gave a 5-word answer.
Yeah, it was actually... So, a friend of mine that I went to school with, went to UMass with years ago, contacted me a couple months ago and said that a friend of his in New York was writing a piece for Time on people who share famous names with celebrities, and asked if I'd be interested at all in doing an interview with her to possibly be part of the story.
That's awesome.
I was like, sure, let's do it.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I play off of it, so like my email address is like not my day off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like in reference to Ferris Bueller, so she thought that was funny. And
yeah.
I took like my lunch break one day and we talked for like an hour.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And she just like...
Just on the phone, like a phone interview?
On the phone. Yeah. She was really cool, laid back, easy interviewer. I like got a little more nervous than I thought I was going to be. Mm-hmm. And so like certain questions, I feel like... Like, afterwards, I was like, oh, I really hope she doesn't include that in the piece.
Yeah, right.
Did you find that it was, like, edited in any way that made you feel like you were coming across not how you wanted to? Or did you feel like it was, like, totally straightforward? Because you came across like a real jerk.
Really?
No. No, I'm totally kidding.
Talking about having the same name with Matthew Broderick, it's like, he is so arrogant. Oh, my God. He didn't even do anything, and it's just like, you just have the same name.
There's a lot of backlash.
Yeah. You're still dealing with it, right? You're reeling from the backlash.
I had to go into hiding.
Of your Time blog.
Kim Davis and I are sharing a timeshare in Fort Lauderdale next weekend.
That
just
is,
to get away from it all.
That's going to be a rough time. You and Kim Davis. Speaking of whatever happened to.
Or what should happen to.
Yeah, right.
No, well, like, it was funny because I got all nervous that there was certain things that I didn't say anything in the interview that I thought was, like, damaging.
Inappropriate,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always to a level inappropriate randomly, yeah. But, no, she did, like, bring up at one point about, like, him killing two people.
Which is weird.
In Ireland.
Because what does that have to do with you sharing a name?
Yeah. And, like, my reaction to it was like, yeah, that's really funny. And I was just like, oh, shit. I hope she doesn't, like, quote that in her piece.
He thought it was really funny that Matthew Broderick killed a woman and her mother. Like,
the interview took a dark turn.
Yeah. It's just an expose.
Psycho.
That just seems a little bit, like, heavy to bring up in, like, a fun whimsical interview.
Well, she was covering her bases. I mean, I thought it was good reporting. She, like, came at me from every angle.
Yeah.
Did she ask you what you think about the shape of his wife's face? And
if you
she
were
was like, will you answer this question? And you were like, no.
Like, she was at her hottest in when she played a witch in Hocus
Pocus. Yeah, exactly, and that was, like, 30 years ago.
The irony.
Yeah. And now I will throw a saddle on her and ride her away.
Into the sunset.
Yeah.
Did you, how long did it take from when you record, or when you talked to her to when the interview came out?
I think it was, like, 2 months, because I was the first person that she talked to.
Oh, really?
And then there was kind of, like, it was enough time where, like, enough time that I randomly would think about it and be like, oh, I wonder if that came out already, mm-hmm. or if, like, if it's going to. And then she ended up, like, reaching out and was like, oh, can we get a picture to put in the article that's going to go live? And I was like,
that's
oh,
awesome.
Sweet. And then it was just, like, up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Did you intentionally, or did you tell people about it, or did they tell you, like, not to say anything or anything like that? Because I didn't even know. I would have thought that Amy would have been like, oh my gosh, Matt did this cool thing, it's going to come out. But I didn't even know until you posted the actual
article. Well, he did tell me about it. I told Braden, I think.
I told, like, very few people.
But they didn't say anything like that? Like, don't.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And, like, I just, like, for me, it was more of, like, I didn't tell people because I didn't want to, like, jinx it, and then, like...
Yeah, because you had said, like, I don't even know if it's going to be in.
Yeah.
When, like, you told me, and I was like, well, that would be cool.
In my mind, like, it was going to come out, and, like, I was going to have, like, a one-sentence mention.
Mm-hmm.
And
then,
like, I told all these people that I was going to be in time, and it was like, ooh.
Right.
But now it ended up being, like...
It was huge,
A big thing on me, and a picture.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Uh-huh.
I liked the boy named Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
That's gotta suck.
I had heard about him, like, the day before, and then you posted that, and I was like, oh my god, I heard about this kid.
Yeah.
Which kind of, so he pisses me off, because...
Yeah.
So, he's gotten a ton of attention. He was on, like, Jimmy Fallon. And
was he really?
BuzzFeed just did an article on it. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
I know.
That's cuter. Like, you should have done a thing on me.
That's
like,
the thing.
Right?
Yeah.
I know.
Sorry, can
I
swear on here, too?
It's fine. I'll just put the explicit logo on it.
Is that the first time?
No. The serial killer one I did, too, because I think that talked about gross stuff. I was like, oh, I should probably warn people ahead of time. But,
Yeah,
it was cool. And then who it was, Donald Trump was another one.
It was Donald Trump.
That guy looked like a Donald Trump.
Yeah,
sure.
He actually did look like a Donald Trump. There was a Chris Brown, which I thought was really unfortunate.
That one,
but that's very popular.
Yeah.
Right, there's one of those in Westfield.
Because I know a Chris Brown,
yeah.
And
Braden knows a Chris Brown from...
There's one in every
next town over. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
In every town, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a Chris Brown. Yeah, that one's kind of a...
That was a toss-away.
Yeah. If they had, like, another Ted Nugent or something, that would be a little more impressive.
Right.
Like,
who were the other ones?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. Like some woman.
Yeah.
Some old woman.
A very homely woman. Oh, that's hilarious.
Who else? I wish I was looking at the...
There was one other one.
I know.
I can't remember what it was.
I can't remember either.
But I was, I don't think I answered your question about how she depicted me, and I thought it was, like, she made me sound smarter and funnier.
Really?
I was, like, love her, like, immediately followed her on Instagram, and...
I like that he waited till
I know, until it came out. I'm gonna hold back a little bit, because this means a lot.
We're not gonna be best friends until I know we're best friends.
Exactly. You gotta play your cards close to the vest.
Yeah. So, well, going forward, how are you gonna use this to leverage, like, your fame and fortune?
Oh, not going to.
No, you have to.
I mean, I've just I don't know. I guess when I introduce myself to people for now, I'm just like, hi, I'm Matt, Project from Time.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think that's probably the most humble way to go about it. Yeah.
And everybody will get it.
Yeah. Oh, right. For sure. They're like, Time Magazine or Time Blog? It's like, oh, Time Blog, obviously. Because that's what everybody reads, is Time Blog.
The more popular blog.
Yeah. It was really cool. It was super cool. Like, neat to see. And I was stoked that it actually, because you had said, like, I don't know if it's going to be in there.
Yeah.
And then you put, like, a week later, you posted it. I was like, yay!
I don't know if it's in the actual magazine.
Yeah.
I have to check this issue.
Yeah.
Because I know.
If that Taylor Swift kid's getting a bunch of heat, though, they might do it.
They might.
Because that would, for them, you know, that would, because magazines are kind of going the way of the dodo at this point, but
yeah,
that would be a huge boon for Time Magazine, you know, to have that kid in it too.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was very cool. It was just one of those neat, like, one-off things.
It's like, it's my, hopefully, my 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Although hopefully I can do a little something more, another 15 minutes.
Something more substantial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually finish writing a book or something.
Or painting.
Or painting.
You owe me a painting still.
Yeah, I'm getting on it. I started painting.
Okay. I showed Brayden them, and he definitely wants one for our soon-to-be entertainment room. So
I want one.
Our listeners can, I'll plug myself shamelessly.
Do it.
At mattbroderick.net.
Do you pay for this?
We'll fact check later. Yeah. For now, just check out our project on that, whatever is there.
That plug actually was shameful.
Yeah. It was the most shameful plug I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Especially because you could barely remember it.
Well, I fought for the .com and then the guy stopped like responding to my emails.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it going to be crazy expensive?
No, I don't know.
Really? It was Matt Broderick. It was the actual, like, the famous Matt Broderick.
It may have been.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
He was probably holding out for Matt Broderick, you know? He's like, wait, who are you? No.
Yeah, I know, right?
I can get way more from the Matt Broderick actor.
Oh, well.
That's funny.
Yeah, .net. It's not .org.
Okay.
It's .net.
.edu.
Yeah.
Do you think that Matt Broderick, do you think you've been on his radar ever? Like, do you think maybe he has a Google alert on himself and he got something that was like,
Maybe.
But probably his publicist or something probably has a Google alert on him. Or like his agent or manager or something.
Maybe they like brought it to his attention.
That'd be neat.
Well, and do you think we could start some kind of movement
they're
where
like,
we
this
like,
kid's way more handsome than you.
Yeah, like where we try to pressure him into like taking
like a cage match or something.
Yeah.
Something. Just
like
something.
Celebrity cage.
And we just use Twitter to like make him feel like he has to do it. Like
he's on Twitter.
Yeah,
he's not on Twitter.
I don't think so. But I don't know.
We can intimidate Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah,
and then maybe
that's probably very easy to
do.
That's
true. We can try to make it seem like she won't let him
on Twitter.
Yeah,
and like she's
Sarah Jessica Parker. Why are you blocking his access to his name doppelganger?
Or I can try and steal her away from him.
Oh, do that.
Yeah.
Do that.
And you'd probably have an easier time stealing him away from her, I
actually.
Think.
Yeah. Probably.
I've heard those rumors.
Yeah, you know. Allegedly. I'm gonna throw allegedly.
Asterisk.
Yeah.
I wondered, though, did you watch Taylor Swift, the man, on Jimmy Fallon or anything?
No.
Like, what does he do?
He was on Fallon or
what's
Kimmel?
What's his shtick?
He's like a photographer.
Yeah, from like Oregon or something,
he's got
right?
This earthy, crunchy crap going on. Like, I think we need to take Taylor down too.
Yeah,
it
just
seems like it.
Systematically, everybody else that was in the article with you gets taken out.
Let's start with Donald Trump.
Yeah,
he looks like an easy target.
Yeah, he does. He's like an actuary or something. I really hope nothing happens to anybody on that list because we are in trouble. Oh, man.
I feel like we could just talk to any of us and be like, okay, you obviously didn't do anything to anybody.
Exactly. You three? No. All right, so we're gathered here today to discuss has-been celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jessica, did you want to start?
Yeah. I want to say, well, the first thing that sprung to my mind when I thought of this was this hysterical letter that Joey Fatone wrote to the members of One Direction when they announced their tragic breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's titled, "Everything is about to be terrible." And he writes, should I just read the entire thing?
Yeah, read it.
Okay. "Dear Liam Payne, Louis Tomlinson, Niall Horan, and Harry Styles."
Are those all their, yeah, well, Harry
those
Styles.
Those are really their names. "Hey guys, it's Joey Fatone, former member of NSYNC and current announcer on Family Feud, the job I've always dreamed of.
Shit.
This weekend, while sitting on the toilet and crying, in parentheses, I love my life.
Oh.
I flipped through my iPhone and saw that you'd announced a one-year hiatus beginning in March. I just wanted to congratulate you guys and wish you well. I'm sure 2016 will be a wonderful time for everyone from One Direction to pursue some independent projects before regrouping as a stronger band 1 year later. Here's to spreading your wings. Ha 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 ha, psych. Here's how it's gonna go down, fellas. While you're all on hiatus, Harry will record some dope singles with Beyonce, Ryan Adams, and Wiz Khalifa.
Ryan Adams.
Come out with a killer solo album produced by Pharrell and Timbaland. Cut his hair, dye his hair, do a second less awesome album, let his hair grow super long and wear it in two braids, crush a self-effacing cameo in a Judd Apatow movie, buzz his hair, and release a third self-produced album on which he hints at being bisexual that everyone will call his best work. The rest of you are fucked. I mean, fucked. I am the second most successful former member of NSYNC, and I am Joey Fatone."
Second most? That's...
Say that out loud to yourself. Besides Justin Timberlake, Joey Fatone is the most successful member of NSYNC.
No.
Here's me being a spokesman for Bosley Hair Restoration last year. Oh. And it's a picture of him, like, in a Bosley commercial. Oh.
Hair restorate, like it really could, unless they were like hemorrhoid cream or something, it couldn't be more.
I know.
Ugh.
And then he says, best case scenario, you'll do a 6-week stint in Minions the Musical on Broadway before you bounce around different hosting jobs on channels like Spike and True TV.
Aww.
Do you know what Chris Kirkpatrick is doing? Because I don't. He's completely unreachable. He might be managing a Best Buy in Sacramento. He might be dead. No one knows.
Oh my God.
Louis, I'm looking at you. There is one exception. If one of you is gay, you might have a shot. Wait till One Direction has been dead for 2 years, kiss your hot boyfriend at an awards show, then ride that relevance like a beautiful boner and pray to God you get a show on Bravo.
A beautiful boner.
He said that.
He's going nuts. I will change my Amanda Bynes to Joey Fatone.
No, good call. It's not that you guys aren't talented, it's that Harry is so much cuter, cooler, and more talented than the rest of you.
Aww.
Deep down, you've always known that, but you'll never truly understand it until you're in your grimy little condo, sitting in your boxers, sucking a chow mein noodle off your PlayStation controller, and watching Harry blow it up on SNL. Jesus
so
Christ, I wish I was still in NSYNC. Jesus. Jesus, fuck. I would give all my hair to go back to that. Anyway, enjoy the next few months, One Direction, because they're your last.
Oh,
man.
I know.
That's really good.
I know. So good, right?
Yeah. It's sad because it's very true with
him. I know.
Remember, we have relatives who went to, I don't know if I ever told you about it, Matt, because he lives in Orlando,
uh-huh.
And our aunt and uncle live in Orlando, and they know his dad, like, they know him through, like, people at Universal, because my uncle had a school at Universal and stuff, and you've actually met him, Jessica.
I did.
A couple times.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Well, we walked by him that one time, but he had, like, an estate sale at his house.
Okay.
And they were selling everything. Like, our aunt and uncle went to it, like, half-empty bottles of hair gel.
That's so depressing.
Being sold.
Isn't it?
Yeah, like, what did our uncle buy? He bought a Thundercat sword, like, because the movie's coming out or so. He bought something that, like, a movie was coming out, but he had, like, all these things that, like, he clearly just, like, spent so much stupid money on.
Yeah.
Like and a Superman collection.
Yeah, like a huge Superman collection. But like
thinking the money would just last forever.
Yeah. And they had like cleaning wipes for sale. Like literally like everything in their house they just threw a price tag on and were selling it. And it just sounded super depressing.
Because
like how do you go through that much money? But it's because what's his name stole a bunch of it, right?
Yeah, that's Lou Pearlman.
Lou Pearlman.
So, is that one of the other members?
No.
No, Lou Pearlman was this big, gross, disgusting, like, middle-aged man who, he managed, like, the Backstreet Boys, LFO, NSYNC, Five, like, a bunch of crappy boy
Orlando,
bands or whatever, but,
like, yeah.
Okay.
So, he was, like, the mastermind behind that, but he cut them all these, like, horrible contracts where he gained so much and they were just, like,
they made, like
totally
nothing.
Screwed. And he's actually, I think he's in jail.
Yeah. Or is he on the lam? He was on the lam. They might have caught him. He was, like, out of the country, I think, for a while.
I don't know.
It was super sketchy.
They threw a lasso around him.
Yeah. But he's, like, disgusting. And I guess it just came out.
He was, like, touching them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But they, like, I think, they weren't saying it was him, but they were, like, heavily implying it was him.
Right.
And it was, Lance was saying that, like, it was a joke. Like, he would, like, they thought he was a joke. Like, for doing, like, they didn't take him seriously.
Yeah, he would, like, proposition the
and
boys.
They knew what he was doing, but he's just so gross that, like, they didn't, they just, like, brushed it off because it was, like, there's no way we're doing this. But, yeah, it was just, but he'd, like, what, like, watch porn with them and, like, do, like, weird things.
Yeah.
Supposedly, I don't know. Real sicko.
Yeah.
But that's Joey Fatone's life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah. That was hilarious, though.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's a good letter.
I know.
That was fucking funny.
But he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Was he?
Did he win? I don't know if he won, but I know he did well.
I don't know. I don't watch that show.
I don't either.
He probably would do well, though, because he danced in NSYNC.
Yeah.
I mean, passably, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think all that choreography was a little dumb, but...
Who were the other members of NSYNC?
Justin Timberlake,
uh-huh.
J.C. Chazay.
Uh-huh.
Remember J.C.?
Yeah.
He was the other,
one
that could sing.
Yeah.
And then Lance.
Yep.
Chris, the one with the crazy hair with the beads in the beginning.
Okay.
And then Joey.
Yep.
Is that
it? Is that
five?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Lance Bass was part of them?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then Backstreet Boys was Nick Carter. And that's all I can remember.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nothing's happened with them.
No.
Well, Nick is on Dancing with the Stars now.
Oh, is
he? Or he was.
Okay.
But Bindi Irwin just won the season.
Did she?
Yeah.
I had a feeling she was going to just because of who she is.
Yeah.
Did you hear the whole fiasco?
About how they needed a death certificate?
I do tell.
Like, a judge...
Oh, wait, I did hear that.
Yeah, wouldn't allow her mother's signature on permission because she's underage to compete in Dancing with the Stars and needed better documentation that her father was actually dead.
Yeah.
That's so,
like,
demented.
Are you kidding me? Like, it was maybe the top death of whatever year he died in.
Yeah.
I know. That's what sucks about, like...
Did you know she danced to Crocodile Rock?
Did she really? Well, I think all of it was like, oh my god, she's... Like, everything that I saw was like, did you see Bindi dance for her dad? And it was like, every dance she did was for her dad. It's like, of course she's gonna win.
Yeah.
Everybody loved him. Mm-hmm. She's wicked cute.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, that whole thing too, it's like, we have to do that at my work. Like, we need death certificates, and it's like, usually, like, if it's over a certain amount of money, but it's like, I think it sounds way worse that they're like, no, little girl, we need to know your father's dead.
Yeah.
But it's really, like, just a legal thing.
Yeah.
Bring in the stingray.
Yeah, exactly. Did you ever see that? I saw a thing about around Halloween, it was like, celebrity, like most, like, distasteful celebrity
Halloween
costumes, and it was Bill Maher was, like, dressed like Steve Irwin, like, the year he died, with, like, a stingray, like, stinger coming out of his chest.
Oh, my God.
And, like, it was, like, he could not be grosser anyway, and now he's this. Like, and now he's poor dead
jerk.
Steve Irwin.
Oh.
People, like, try to float around, like, that video, too, like, try to say that there's video of him, like, being killed.
Yeah,
or the stingray, but it's I think it was like destroyed or something. I don't
Are you
think
thinking
that's
of
real.
The grizzly man?
No, that is
one,
still around.
That one is in possession.
The girlfriend,
the woman who
the ex-girlfriend who was
the
like his stepbrother's
friend. Died
friend.
With him.
His ex, his girlfriend at the time, Amy, died with him.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Treadwell. I hated that guy. I was so glad he died.
There's like fake video though.
Yeah,
that's really.
But there's
creepy.
Fake pictures too that are disgusting of like someone who clearly had been eaten by a bear, because
mm-hmm.
it's just like their rib cage and like their like part of their leg is still intact, but like everything else has just been like shredded.
Tried to bury them.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Hmm. I don't know. I watched that whole documentary and I'm like, I hate this guy, and I know what happens to him, and I'm not sad about it. Like, because
he's just an idiot.
He's just like a drunk, like mentally ill, insane person.
Was he a drunk?
Yeah, because that's why he like communed with bears, was because it was like. Yeah. He just replaced, like, drinking with, like, putting himself in grave danger by hanging out with, like, wild like grizzly bears.
Yeah,
exactly. And the theory, too, behind that was, like, that he... And it's not even a spoiler that he killed him, or that he died. Like, everybody knew it when the documentary came out, if people haven't seen it. But the theory was that he, like, he wanted to die. Like, he wanted to be killed by one of them.
Yeah.
Because he stayed, like, way later than he normally would, because he'd go up there for like years and get dropped off there and then get picked up every year, like when they would start to hibernate. So he stayed like after the ones that he knew were hibernating, and when like the bigger, meaner grizzly bears would come out, and they were like starving because it was like getting closer to like winter when they would hibernate. So and they showed one, like they think he got one of the ones on film, one of the ones that like killed him, because it was, like, diving down real deep, like, into the water, like, to get fish. And, like, normally they don't have to work at all. Like, they can just put their paw in and, like, grab a fish. Uh-huh. And then this one's, like, having to dive down wicked far. So it was, like, starving. And then, like, 2 days later or something, he and his girlfriend were, like, killed by this giant nasty bear.
Yeah.
Like, in a part where, like, it's densely populated by these mean bears. So, I don't know. I know it's probably not a nice thing to say, but he was obnoxious.
Bears are wicked scary, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would, like, touch them, and he would, like, yell at them. Like, and there was one part where they like, pooped, and he was, like, picking up its poop. He was, like, putting his hands over it. He's like, it's still warm. It's like, you are insane.
Like, were there any shots or, like, any scenes that show the bears actually showing him affection? Or was it all, like, one-sided?
No, because they're wild animals. Yeah. Like, there was a fox that, like...
Were they leading him on,
there were
though?
Foxes that were cute with him.
Timmy the Fox?
Timmy the Fox. Was Timmy the Fox?
The one that took his hat?
They followed him around because they thought he had food, right?
Yeah. And he did know, like, some of them since they were, like, babies. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, they were more, like, domesticated, kind of. But then he found that one that had been, like, killed. That was sad. I have seen that documentary so many times, even though I hate him. It's just, like, so fascinating.
Yeah. I haven't seen the whole thing.
Really?
It's
really good.
It.
I went to a lecture about it at UMass. Or, no, in Amherst. They had a professor from UMass.
Okay.
Because Amherst Cinema does that. It was actually... Theoretically, it was going to be a cool lecture thing where, like, they talk... Like, they get a specialist in something to talk about the movie, and you watch the movie. And this guy was supposed to talk about, like, the psychology of, like, Timothy Treadwell, and he, like, barely did. And then you just, like, watched the movie, which I was fine with, but I'm like, I was interested in the discussion about him. Because I've seen the documentary 1,000 times.
Right.
But, I don't know. Whatever happened to Timothy Treadwell? He was murdered by a bear. So, anybody else have one?
What did you think of?
I thought of Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because he, I remember when we were, like, in elementary school, was so huge. Like, on, like, Tiger Beat and Teen Beat and all those.
And then he went to college, so he was, like, off the map for a while.
Yeah.
He went to Columbia?
Yeah. In real life. Because I remember that was the whole thing on Home Improvement, was he, like, went to college, and that's why he, like, wasn't on the show anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, he went to Columbia. He was on Smallville, Veronica Mars, Eight Simple Rules, and Last Man Standing.
Okay, so he's done some things.
Yeah, which is the Last Man Standing is a
Tim Allen, yeah.
Tim Allen movie, or show now.
What is he cute still?
I think so. I think he had that look where he was always going to be cute.
The last thing I heard about him was that he's more than likely gay. But that was all of that. It was like, that was the whole thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, one of us in this room has a chance.
But is he cute? I can't confirm. I don't know. I haven't seen him.
I think he is.
Okay, I found a picture. Recent. Okay. He's sort of... see if we can zoom in on this. I'm not
Sure. Who did I showed Matt? Jonathan Lipnicki. Have you seen him recently?
Is he a babe?
Yeah.
He's like Jack. Yeah. He went to Harvard.
Did he go to Harvard?
Yeah.
I think.
Which
I think
Jonathan Taylor
looks
Thomas?
Like a recent picture. He's got the like Warby Parker glasses.
Yeah, wicked cute. He's cute. Definitely gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's all on the lips.
Yeah. I would say something, but I don't. If Mom listens to this, I don't want her to, to noodle it out. Yeah, Jonathan Lipnicki made a big comeback.
Yeah.
I think he had a lot kind of hovering over him. We were talking about that earlier. Like, he probably had to do that. But he's got, like, a six-pack. Like, he looks like a model now.
Yeah, it's like...
What's he doing?
1%
Yeah, exactly.
Is he in
it's
anything?
It's nice. I don't think so. We were just looking at pictures of his bod.
Oh.
That's about as far as we got.
And then those two twins that were in...
Everybody Loves Raymond?
No.
Well, okay.
That's awful.
That was. Did you hear about that?
No.
One of them committed suicide.
Oh.
Like, in front of his family, right? It was like
it?
Some crazy... They were like the little, they were like his twin sons on Everybody Loves Raymond. He had like the daughter and then like the two twins.
Yeah.
But yeah, like they were all home for Christmas on like their ranch or something. And like he killed himself like on the porch, like in the morning. It was real weird. Like I saw it on my phone and I was like, oh my God. And I didn't really like that show, but like I remembered those kids.
That's wicked sad.
Yeah. I was like, oh jeez.
No, the twins, the little boy that was in Big Daddy and, like,
the other show.
They did a Nick show.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Yeah.
Is that them? Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like they got weird.
They did get weird. They did,
like,
but it's
one
so
was kind
funny.
Of fat,
like,
right?
One got fat.
Yeah.
And then
the other one
was, like, kind of cute.
Yeah.
I mean, they're, like, children still, feel like.
They're not. They're, like, old. They're,
they're like, 43.
Me, like, yeah. they're laughing at us.
Yeah, I know. Like, wait a minute.
They're laughing at us this whole time. So, like, the one of the weird ones, or, like, the weirder one.
One of them. Like, wait, how many are there now? Have they been multiplying? Have they been aging?
Triplets that played twins.
They played one kid. I don't get this
math. Subbed them out.
Yeah.
To get tired.
Holly Weird is right.
So he would go. He was in college somewhere, like somewhere not random in California. I think,
Zach
and like,
or Cody?
I don't remember.
Okay,
but he was like.
That's not even their names.
No, I can't remember what their names are.
It doesn't matter. We'll
whatever.
Think of it.
Yeah. So it's like Cole
yeah.
Sprouse.
Yeah.
Dylan and Cole Sprouse.
Dylan and Cole. There you go.
So like one of them has like had like this blog, and then he once people started figuring out who he was, and he like he got rid of it. But it was really interesting, and he would post pictures where, like, he'd be at school in class or, like, drinking coffee in somewhere, and, like, people would take pictures of him.
Yeah.
And so he started, like, taking pictures
yeah.
of him. So he had, like, a bunch of, like, an album of pictures of him.
That's
of
so funny.
People aiming at him like he's an animal in a zoo.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Who did that? Somebody posted a thing where Donnie Wahlberg did that, because he was at, like, an airport or a restaurant, and he was, like, sitting, and there were two girls, like, at a table across from him, and he could blatantly see, he's like, these girls have been taking pictures of me. He's like, they can just come up and ask, then say hello and ask me for a picture, and I'd, like, definitely give them one.
Right.
But he's
That's
like,
so
this
rude.
Is just, like, rude. Yeah. It was just so funny. And then people, like... Because then I was like, I don't follow Donnie Wahlberg, but then I was just fascinated by the concept of it, and I look, and it's just, like... person after person, like hundreds of people posting pictures of themselves with Donnie Wahlberg and being like, you were so nice when I met you. And
oh
I was
my
like,
God.
That's so funny.
Donnie Loves Jenny?
Yeah.
Is that the show?
I think so. She's awful. I wish she were a whatever happened to.
Who?
But she's Jenny McCarthy.
Oh.
But she just keeps like killing kids with her anti-vaccination garbage.
But she's backpedaling on that, too.
Of course she is, because she's killing kids.
She went on Howard Stern and was like, I never told people not to vaccinate their kids. I would never say that.
Except for all those years.
Exactly.
When I was very vocal and, like, would hold marches in
Mark
the streets.
Mark my words. Do not vaccinate your kids.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg, my words. I will marry your brother.
I liked her too. I want to like her.
She was in Basketball, right? I liked her in Basketball.
That's a movie that I still haven't seen, but I really want to.
I loved it. I have it if you want to rent it. If you want to rent it from me.
Really?
It's $20.
She's the reason Blockbuster went out of business.
I happen to have that movie and about 20 or 30 others if you'd care to rent it. I've taken down an entire chain.
Your front door is just like a red, like a red box.
It's just Elaine standing behind the door, marking everyone. It was only Basketball and the South Park Bigger, Longer, and Uncut and Team America.
$20 a pop.
Yeah.
Overnight.
I only buy. Yeah. No, that's extra. For you got to send it back from Boston to me overnight. Who else? Oh, Matt, your dad, I think, had a good one, didn't he?
Oh, my God. So my dad, I brought up the topic to my father while we were golfing today, and he was like, oh, what about that tattoo guy from the island? And I had no idea what he was talking about. But immediately when I said that, Amy knew who it was.
It's tattoo from Fantasy Island, Hervé Villaches.
He went there.
He killed himself, like, decades ago.
Is this the Where Are They Now episode or the suicide?
This is definitely going to have the explicit. Because he blew his brains out in his kitchen. I did know that.
How do you know that? Who is he?
You know who the Deplane. Mom would know. If only Mom were here.
I thought he was talking about Dog the Bounty Hunter. That's all I could come up with for tattoos in an island. I was like, did you mean the guy who chased people down on Hawaii?
The methods. On Hawaii. The island.
The tiny island nation of Hawaii.
The state of Hawaii.
With tattoos. And he's the only person with tattoos in Hawaii. You must mean Dog the Bounty Hunter, because that is a good whatever happened to him.
The guy Richard Hatch, that first one Survivor, and walked around naked.
Yeah,
that's who I was thinking.
And like
of.
Embezzled. Why would you ever think Richard Hatch?
I don't know.
You know, Tattoos Island, the fat guy who stole all that money and never paid his taxes.
One Survivor, though.
Yeah. First one.
$1 million.
Yeah, I know. What a pitiful sum.
I know. Oh my God.
I know.
He didn't pay the taxes.
Yeah, and then he went to jail for like ever.
He survived on an island, but he can't survive civilized society.
Yeah, exactly.
What did Dog do? Didn't he get caught being like,
I think his son. That was bad.
Yeah, his son was dating a black girl.
And he kept saying the N-word, and like he did not approve of that.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was rough. Mm-hmm. Same with like Hulk Hogan, I think, because the same thing.
Yeah.
He was on
the phone when Nick, his son, was
in jail.
And that kid was in the car with
a vegetable.
Nick. Yeah, and a vegetable.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Talking about how he deserved, like, he must have done something real bad.
It was like his karma. Like, it was recorded that he was like, and he was like, when we get out of here, we're going to use this. We'll get a book deal. We'll get another show.
Yeah.
You'll be blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It was like real demented.
Just, yeah. I think he was saying the N-word too, though. He was doing something else. Because that came out a little while ago about him, like, talking about the kid who his son essentially turned into a vegetable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think it came out that he was, like, dropping the N-word and stuff like that. Like,
no, you're thinking of Paula Deen.
I don't think she was ever caught dropping the N-word.
No, she was.
No, she just admitted that she said it, like, 30 years ago at a party. and it, like, destroyed her life.
So there's, like, a video of her
like,
getting...
I'm sorry.
She's like, the alternative was that this southern old lady... on the stand,
it's gonna
had
lie.
To swear under oath that she's never said the N-word in her life.
I'm a plantation? No. Never.
She said, I've said it once.
I can't think of Paula Deen without thinking about the video circulating on YouTube of her getting hit in the face with a ham.
What?
she's at like a food kitchen, and they're making a game out of throwing frozen hams to each other, and she's just not looking, and this guy just like overhands one and she clocks her.
Oh my god. Well,
oh, Paula Deen.
Big butterball right to the food.
Yeah, right.
Imagine if she, like, the first thing that came out of her mouth was like the N-word.
It's like, well,
got ya.
Yeah.
Got ya, Paula.
Yeah. All it took was a ham to the face, and we've destroyed your empire.
Again.
It's crumbled, yeah. A second time. What else am I supposed to say? I can think of no better word. She's a monster.
She's awful.
Did you say supple or awful?
Either.
Yeah, I know, because they both kind of apply.
Choose your own adventure on that one.
I'm going to go with supple. Oh, man. Who else is there? I mean, there's so many people.
There's...
so many people. So, this episode, by the way, is brought to you by Not Your Dad's Root Beer, because we're all just... Matt and I have been drinking them before we got here. We picked up more on the way.
The one... Okay, so let's tackle this for a moment. Side yes. topic. At the restaurant, it was listed as 4.9% alcohol. Yes. On the bottles, it's 5.9%.
5.9. So when I pulled this out of the bag when we got here, I was like, wait a tick. This is a whole percent higher.
Yeah.
And Matt and I were not really throwing them back, but now we are, because it's probably much cheaper to buy, even though they're expensive. But they are delicious, and you cannot even tell that there's
alcohol.
Booze in it.
I know.
No.
I know.
Which
crazy.
Is nice.
I feel like I had one before, and I wasn't crazy about it, or maybe it was a different brand. But
it was probably
awesome.
Coney Island.
Oh.
I don't know. There's other ones, but this
I
one
I think
is
other ones
this
are coming out. Because
yeah.
Braden was saying to another... I can't remember who it is, but there are, like, now, like, bigger breweries are trying to come up with stuff like mm-hmm. this, because this has gotten so huge. And it's like, you kind of missed the boat on this, because
right.
this was the year that this was going to be a big thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, every year there's, like, one giant, like, Fireball. I remember when I worked at the package store, that was, like, you couldn't order Fireball, because it was out everywhere. And now it's like, meh. Like, you can go anywhere. But this stuff, it's so expensive. For a six-pack, it was like $13.
But it is, I don't know, I think it's worth it.
And I think it's really good,
I
yeah.
think it's worth Matt's money.
I bought it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think it's worth Matt's money,
thanks,
too, though.
Amy.
Yeah.
Way to put me on the stand. Yeah.
Oh. That's funny. Who else? I love that John Stamos is like...
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of maintained.
I know, but I love it.
He, like, waned a little bit.
And has aged nicely.
Oh,
yes,
my God. It's
has.
Crazy. And yeah. that show that he's on, Grandfathered.
I didn't even know he was on a show, but okay.
It's funny.
Is it?
It's funny. And okay. I, like, he's so perfect.
I love that there's, like, Mom, and there was Dad was a show, and now Grandfathered is a show.
Grandfathered, I know. But, like, you know what? There was a show called Drake and Josh. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. The fat on, kid.
Like, yeah, he is... John Stamos' son in that show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can see that. He's, like, cute now, right?
Yeah, he's adorable.
Yeah.
Did you see the Dub Smash with Uncle Jesse and Aunt Becky?
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'll have to show
you
it
say
to
say Aunt
you.
Becky.
Wait,
Aunt
they,
Becky.
Did they redo...
Full House? For
I almost
Netflix?
Said Home Improvement.
See, that's my question. Like, is it back? Is it here yet?
I thought
is
Full
it...
House was coming back.
They were,
well, they did...
were filming it for Netflix. Like, what? Where is it? Is it back?
I don't know. They did the Boy Meets World one. That one's been out of here. That
yeah,
Girl
Meets World.
Yeah.
No,
I don't.
They,
I never liked that show though. So
it was like an after-school show that I would
yeah.
watch because
it was on.
I just felt like I had to watch TV after school.
Exactly. That's you really liked that show, though,
I
Jessica.
I still do.
Yeah, you like rewatched it and you said it holds up.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
It's a Halloween episode. It's a classic.
Yeah, it is
I don't
a classic.
Remember that one.
You should.
I just remember
that
didn't
too.
Corey's dad die? I think I remember that.
Corey's dad?
Sean's dad. Yeah, he committed suicide. He said, "I'm gonna go out like Hervé Villaches, blew his brains out in the kitchen."
I'm still unclear.
Mr. Feeney found him.
About who that is?
You would recognize him.
From what?
I don't know. I'll send you a bunch of pictures.
Okay.
A bunch of autopsy photos.
Please don't.
I just have files of suicides.
The file on your computer.
Yeah. Don't open it. It's very disturbing. Oh man, Matt made me laugh today because we were trying to figure out where to go for dinner, and he suggested a place that closed like well over a year ago.
What place, Bickford's?
No.
Matt, come on, I have a little more class than that.
Seriously,
it was brute too.
Yeah, a little more class, he said.
It was rated 19th of the top 20
restaurants in Southwick.
Right, yeah, ahead of McDonald's.
And that's after it closed. But then I was cracking up because I was like, that's hilarious. He put, I mean, how would he know? It's not like he goes that way all the time. But then he suggested Woody's.
I was going to say Woody's.
Burned down like 10 years ago.
He was kidding, right?
Yeah, okay. Yes. He said he wanted a burger extra charred. It was very funny. It kept cracking me up the whole time.
But then we could play this into it because we were trying to figure out what our theory was about how Woody's burnt down.
Yeah.
It was that wood fire grill.
There was the napkins.
I heard that someone put too many napkins near the wood fire grill. Matt heard something about a weed whacker.
I was like, for some reason in my head, I'm like, there was a weed whacker near an open flame, but that makes no sense.
Someone was just spraying fire.
That's just setting the scene.
With a weed whacker inside the restaurant. A maniac came.
Snorted. Oh, we need to edit that out.
Like, what? Nope. It could have been me.
Magnify.
You didn't have to cock to it.
Oh my goodness.
That's really funny, but
it's weed whacking napkins.
Yeah,
exactly. The flames.
A psycho escape. Oh man. That made me laugh.
What was there before? Wasn't there something there also? That burned down to like I feel
it
like everything
to be
that
was IHOP like a long
was
time.
It yeah it was
maybe like it was closed forever
yeah
and then it turned into Woody's
yeah
and then it burned
and now it's Taco Bell because I told him I have terrible news about Woody's. He goes,
don't
just, tell me
don't tell
me.
Terrible.
It was I remember that being like a hot spot like I feel like I had a birthday
hot.
There.
Yeah, a little too hot. Exactly.
You had your birthday at Woody.
No, I don't know. Maybe.
I remember I got a weed whacker, and then everything else after that's a blur. I remember I had to go away for a little while. They took away my lighter collection. Oh man.
Whatever happened to Grandma?
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh, what else? What else? Now I'm trying to think of other like restaurants that were in Westfield
that burned down.
That burned, yeah. Emma's just today, I think.
Burned down?
Or had a fire.
Oh.
Yeah. That's not good. That's not great for business.
We wish them the best.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Godspeed.
Good luck.
Yeah, I don't know. This is making for good pod.
All the dead air?
Yeah. I think we're all, like, crashing.
It's
after
a
having...
moment of silence for all those that we've
yeah,
lost.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just respectful.
Stoking it out in the pod. The death count on this pod is, like...
I know.
Like 50 people.
It's a lot. I didn't know I was going to get to this. If only I could talk about what I see at work all day.
Please don't.
I know.
Spare us.
A lot of suicides.
She's so...
I know, that's why I'm obsessed. Yeah.
It doesn't even faze you anymore.
I know. Well, most of them are your run-of-the-mill suicides, so...
You got your car exhaust, yeah. You got your basic...
It's usually gunshot.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's men. Women don't do that.
Yeah, I've only had a handful of women suicides.
But they're never
But they
that
went out.
Moment, right?
One of them made quite a show of
Look
it.
Look into that. It's probably a murder. What did
you do? No, it... I won't say where, but she flung herself off a bridge... Or off an overpass onto another highway.
Oh,
Like during rush hour.
Yeah, during, yeah, like during rush hour. So.
Yikes.
Yeah. I was like, oh my goodness.
I feel like I read somewhere that between, like, the difference between, like, men and women with suicide is that when men decide to attempt it, they've made a decision that they want to die and they go through with it.
Yeah. Whereas
a lot of times with women, it's more of,
they're quitters.
I'm just going to try this.
For, like, and attention.
If it works out, then all right.
And so be it.
But
yeah.
If it doesn't, like,
okay. Then I know.
Like, they're not certain.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of the ones I deal with are people that, because it's a lot of old people,
mm-hmm.
and I think they usually have, like, some kind of underlying disease.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, or maybe they're just done, you know? Like, it's a surprise, at, like, how many people in their late 80s and early 90s commit suicide. Like, it's fascinating.
And that makes an argument, I feel like, for...
Yeah, for the assisted suicide
exactly.
thing.
Like,
yeah.
You know, if you know you're going to die and you know you're going to go through this awful, awful disease or whatever, like, you should have a right to be like, yeah, I want to, like, have a nice meal and do a great vacation and then, like, let's pull the plug.
And then on a high note. And if someone can prove that they're of sound mind and they still want to make that decision, then who is anybody else to say no?
Because that's the thing, too. I forget what country it is. It's like a... I think a smaller country in Europe somewhere, but they're, like, I think they want to open it up to, like, the mentally ill, which that, like,
because
then it's, like, where do you stop? Like, that's the only thing. Yeah. Exactly. And there was one about, like, a child, I think, too, like, or, like, people with depression, like, if they, like, helping them to commit suicide. I don't know. It's just very, like, yikes, you know, because it's just an uncomfortable thing to have, but, like... Like a conversation to have, I guess. But you know, the whole dying with dignity thing, I think it's tough. Because it is like, you know, is it giving up or is it coming to terms with it? I think it's definitely one of those
Even
things.
Even like wanting to spare your family
mm-hmm. yeah.
from seeing you like that.
Yeah. No, I know. It's definitely.
Yeah. But it's one thing to say, like, no, I mean, last year, like, my dog could barely walk anymore.
Yeah.
So we took him down to the vet.
Yeah.
And they plugged him with a shot, and he was gone in, like, 5 minutes. And it's just like, all right, we were making a step to, like, end his suffering.
Yeah.
Which he had no kind of, like, lifestyle after that point. So why just have him lay around all the time, like, having to be picked up to go outside when he had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. I know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I don't know. I feel like people have the right to be like, yeah, like, I want to make this decision.
Yeah.
Right.
Ultimately, I mean, mm-hmm. yeah, it is one of those, like, liberty things. You know, it's mm-hmm. the ultimate decision for your life. And it's so fascinating, too. Like, in some countries, it's, like, illegal.
Yeah.
And, like, if you commit suicide, your family can be... have charges, like, filed against them and stuff.
That's crazy.
Which is, I mean, those are obviously kind of...
Asian countries.
Yeah. You and your Asian. What do you got against Koreans? That's my favorite comment from last week from somebody asking what your problem with Koreans was.
Not making friends.
So funny, I know. But, yeah, it's definitely... But it's like the Robin Williams thing, to tie that back uh-huh. into it. Like, you know, he had what Lewy body dementia, which is, by all accounts, like, a horrible form of dementia that, like, not a lot of people know about. And he had... I think he was bipolar, too, right? Like, that was part of his thing also.
Yeah.
He dealt with depression, I feel like, his whole life.
Yeah.
But it's probably because he's
also a crazy cocaine addict, and but that could have also been because of the bipolar.
Like he was self-medicating.
Yeah. I think he had a lot going on. But the way he chose to do it, too, was, you know, like, basically put himself to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way that he hung himself or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it is just, anytime I see, like, an elderly person that's, like, committed suicide, it's like, they had to have been just dealing with something. Because it's always like, why not just wait a little bit longer?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, how are they any different from, like, a young person who does it where they just want to go out on their own terms?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, I remember learning in, like, one of my psychology classes that men, white males between, like, 65 and 85 or something are, like, the highest suicide rate
in
this country, and it, like, because it was like because they are past their prime and they're looking back at their success and they're seeing ahead of them that it's never going to be that good.
Yeah.
And their family's gone and their friends are dying, and I mean, just like everything good is behind them.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I feel like with our grandfather. It was kind of like that. It's like they reached this point where it's like, you know, if they ever saw themselves at the point where they're at, like towards the end of their life, they never would have wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like our grandpa would have taken himself down in a plane, like 5 years before he ended up dying, if he knew what he was gonna, you know, like just kind of slipping out of it. And it's just crazy.
Yeah.
But.
What the hell are we talking about?
I know. We were talking about has-beens, and now we're talking about suicides. I'm sorry, you guys.
I randomly changed the title of this.
I know. Who cares about has-been / suicidal actions?
Do we have, like, one more has-been that we want
to... I don't know. I feel like there are so many, it's, like, hard to pick one. I was watching... It's kind of on the same topic, but not really. An X-Files episode yesterday with Brayden, and I was like, I think that's the mom from the foster mom from Free Willy.
Oh my god!
And he was like, no. And then I looked it up, and I was like, yes.
Definitely. I don't remember like what she looks like.
I know. That's why I was like, who is she? I know she's the foster mom from Free Willy.
And Michael Madsen and was
Michael Madsen looking good in that movie.
I know, he was like my first crush.
Yeah, he was pretty cute in that movie.
He's a babe.
I enjoy Michael Madsen.
I do too. He, like...
There's just something, like, cool about him.
Yeah.
Still.
Yep.
He, like, he's, like, in every Tarantino movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he's in, like...
He's in the new one, too,
I think. He's in, like, sci-fi movies.
Yeah.
Like, killer giant snakes.
Yeah.
Well, you guys like to watch, the Sharknado.
Oh, yeah, we do.
That's, like, a movie full of has-beens, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ian Ziering, Tara Reid.
Tara Reid.
What did your dad say about Tara Reid?
So there was a big old discussion about the Hallmark Channel at our Thanksgiving dinner this year, because apparently it's the new it thing amongst members of my family enjoying.
Is to watch the Hallmark Channel.
Anything on Hallmark Channel. So at some point somebody mentioned Tara Reid, and I think my dad got very passionate. It's like, Hallmark Channel's too good for Tara Reid. And I was just like, okay. So.
I can't argue with it.
No, I know. It'd be hard for us to argue with that point.
Yeah. And they also brought up, like, the Alaskan Bush People. Have you seen that show?
No, I think I've heard about it, though.
Like, it's a reality show where they just, like, there's these Bush people that live out in Alaska. They're weird. And as, like, my mom was trying to explain it, I'm, like, looking at my 8-year-old cousin who's next to her, whose face is getting more and more terrified. And then, like, at, like, the peak of it, my mom just turns to her and she's like, don't move to Alaska and marry a Bush person. And my cousin looked like she honestly pissed herself.
Like, she was in danger. She's like, oh my god, I'm about to go to Alaska and meet up with that Bush person.
Yeah.
And I think my aunt's going to call me out on it. Why else would she be talking about this?
And of course, hilarious. I got drunk and dropped, like, a few F-bombs. And, like, from across the table, like, could just see your face. Like,
oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was bad.
I'm glad we don't have any young cousins.
Well, we do, but...
Do we?
Well, yeah. But we don't really have to worry about swearing in front of them because we don't see them that often.
Yeah.
Although Declan did, last time we were with them, he said, Jesus. Oh, I think he just went, Jesus. Like, he was fed up with something. And our aunt just went, what did he say? And he just kept saying it.
No, and then he went, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. And then after he said Jesus,
And then he goes, Jesus. And she went, wait, what did he say? She was, like, a little bit terrified, I think, of the fact that he was saying that, but it was funny.
It
I was like, oh, I don't know. We Jesus. All know what he said. Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't know, let's pretend we don't know what the 3-year-old said. Loudly.
But he didn't pick up.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That he just happened to hear.
No, here I am, Caillou.
Yeah. Caillou's always taking the Lord's name in vain. All right, well, I think we're about done.
I'm going to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so, I don't know. That was about it for has-beens veering into weirder trains of thought, but that's what happens when you drink not your dad's root beer. Stuff gets a little weird. Anyway,
well,
so that was fun.
Matt, do you want any, final word?
No, this is fun.
You want to make another plug for mattbroderick.net?
Yeah, if you check out mattbroderick.net and there's nothing there, try mattbroderick.org. it's definitely .net.
Okay.
And
what's on there?
Right now it's just photography of mine, mm-hmm. but I'm uploading. I will have my new collection of paintings up soon. More
and they're
photography,
very cool.
And hopefully, a couple links to different pieces I've written recently.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you're writing for, working with a journal, right?
Oh yeah, I'm working for, I'm doing some volunteer work for Plowshares, which is a literary journal out of Emerson College.
Mm-hmm.
And also a website called The Review Review, which is a literary website that is sort of a database for writers to go to in order to do some research on where they can find places to submit their work to.
That's cool.
So I'm editing for them and also doing some writing for them.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
cool.
It's fun.
It's always nice. Yeah, creative endeavors are always fun.
Keeps me out of trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Occupied.
But yeah, this is fun. Thanks for having me. And
thank you.
Thanks to your mom for giving me her spot for the night.
Yeah.
Hopefully I didn't disappoint her.
No, I think she's going to be psyched about this. Yeah. I'll tell you what. It was a pleasure having you.
Yeah.
It was. It was very fun.
I don't know. I almost would say that I liked it more than if we had had the Matt Broderick here.
You think so?
I do think so.
Aww.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't be so fine.
I don't know. I might be changing your tune when we get Matthew Broderick in here.
People may contact you.
Yeah, that's true.
You said some really nasty things about his
wife. Clear the air.
Yeah.
If we book Matthew Broderick, I will eat my hat.
Yeah. There you go. And you wear a giant hat all the time, so that would be... Yeah.
I do.
You wear like a 10-gallon hat.
Dedicate a lot of
percent
to that.
Yeah.
Just the hat eating noises.
Yeah. Just the chewing of felt and leather. It's a weird 10-gallon hat. It's very odd, but you're going to eat it. All right, well, that's it. Thanks, Matt, for coming.
Thank you.
It was fun. All right, bye.
Bye.